Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Luke 7, 36 to 50. Those who love greatly are forgiven. 1. Tears. Tears express more than words ever could. They're usually the consequence of guilt and sorrow that we feel many times but have no words to express. These tears are the product of recognizing our mistakes and weaknesses. Tears cleanse the stains caused by our sins and alleviate the pains in our lives. Crying does us a great deal of good. Let's pray together. Today we come before you, Jesus, in tears, because we need you, because there are things we can't forgive ourselves for, and we need the peace that comes from you. Today we come before you, asking you to relieve our soul and our life, because we don't want to hurt anyone, but we have done so. We must admit, Lord, that smiles are beautiful, and we love to smile. But many times, tears roll down our face, tears of helplessness, as well as tears of joy. But today we come before you, like this woman, asking you to relieve our pain and our guilt. 2. The Pharisee who invited Jesus. The Pharisee in this story, whose name is Simon, represents the figure of regulatory religion, a cold vision that only looks at compliance and not at the heart of the person. This is what makes us Catholics different, but it seems that we've lost that direction and have made many people cry when they came looking for Jesus to relieve their fear, their guilt, or their sorrow. You know, I dream of a community where we welcome those who come to cry to Jesus to restore peace in their lives. I don't want us to be like Simon, who judges. We have a tendency to judge everything, from how the priest dresses to who put more money in the alms. Let's return to Jesus, because many need relief. 3. Go in peace. How beautiful it is to feel forgiven, to know that God can give you peace so that you can look into his eyes again. Forgiveness and peace are the two sides of the same coin. Whoever feels truly forgiven from the heart lives in peace. There is no peace in a heart that hasn't been forgiven, and that, at the same time, is not able to forgive. Today, I think of so many who seek peace and can't find it. Allow me to think of my brothers who were priests and decided to leave, and even we, their own brothers, turned our backs on them when they asked us for help because they could not insert themselves in society and in the church itself. There are many today who are looking for this peace that only Jesus can give. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and protect you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.